March 15, 1912. The divine will is the sanctity of sanctities, and the soul who does it on earth as in heaven is a queen soul, who gives life to all the good done on earth and in heaven. These souls are the true consecrated hosts of the divine will. Continuing in my usual state, I felt a great desire to do the most holy will of Blessed Jesus. And he came and told me, "My daughter, my will is the sanctity of sanctities. The soul who does my will according to the perfection that I am teaching you, that is, on earth as it is in heaven, however small, ignorant and ignored, leaves even other saints behind in spite of their prodigies, the most clamorous conversions and the miracles. Really, in comparison, the souls who do my will in the way it is in my third fiat are queens, and it is as if all the others were at their service. It seems that the souls who live in my will do nothing, while they actually do everything, because being in my will these souls act divinely, in a hidden and surprising way. They are light which illuminates, wind which purifies, fire which burns, miracles which cause miracles. Those who do miracles are channels. But in these souls resides the power. Therefore, they are the foot of the missionary, the tongue of the preachers, the strength of the weak, the patience of the sick, the regime of the superiors, the obedience of the subjects, the tolerance of the slandered, the firmness in the dangers, the heroism in the heroes, the courage in the martyrs, the sanctity in the saints, and so on with all the rest. Being in my will, they concur with all the good that can be both in heaven and on earth. This is why I can surely say that they are my true hosts, but living hosts, not dead ones. The accidents that form the host are not full of life, neither do they influence my life. But the soul who lives in my divine will is full of life and, doing my will, she influences and concurs with all that I do. This is why these consecrated hosts of my will are more dear to me than the very sacramental hosts, and if I have reason to exist in the sacramental hosts, it is to form the sacramental hosts of my will. My daughter, I take such delight in my will that, in simply hearing talk about it, I feel overjoyed and I call the whole of heaven to make feast. Imagine what will become of those souls who will do it. I find in them all the joys, so I give all the joys to them. Their life is the life of the blessed. They care about, desire and yearn for two things only, my will and love. They need to do very little else, while in fact they do everything. The virtues themselves remain absorbed in my will and in love. Therefore, they have nothing to do with them, since my will contains, possesses and absorbs all. But in a divine manner, immense and endless. This is the life of the blessed.